Chakosha v'sameach to all of you, a wonderful kosher Pesach. We'll bring out one point right now. And the tremendous chiddush that Moshe Rabbeinu told Paroi that was never heard before. Koy Omar Hashem, so says Hashem, b'ni b'chayri Yisrael, my child, my firstborn Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu told Paroi, you may think that the Egyptians, that nation, is the chosen nation. Because of their chashivas, they were zeicha to rule over the whole world, including us Jews right now, is a mistake. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And we're telling Paroi, you should know that the beloved child of Klal Yisrael is Am Yisrael. Yisrael is the Am that's Kodesh to Hashem. And you may not recognize the Maila of a Yid, of a Jew, but Hashem chose us. Hashem chose not only our souls. Hashem chose our bodies. It's well known that when it says, At bechartonu mikol ha'amim, it's not just our souls that we have a tzelem elikim beyond the regular humanity, that we have a special nishmas Yisrael, but even the guf Yisrael is holy. That it's eating that has the ability that when a Jew eats, it's like burning a carbon on the Mizbeach. And we could bring Kedusha into our bodies by eating L'shem Shamayim, and that's mamish like a carbon. And everyone in Am Yisrael could be a Kadosh, and every Shulchan of a Yid is a Mizbeach for Hashem. That's why when we the Gemara Masechta Zvachim talks about the Geula, it says, Uri Tzafayin Uvayi Seiman. Awaken, you nation, Shemaseo B'Tzafon, and come to Uma that Matzeo B'Tzafon of Adarim. What it means like this, it means that there's a Kalkari to the nations of the world, B'Yimayis HaMashiach, that turn to Am Yisrael, that they're elevated above every other nation, that their souls, and not only their souls, their bodies are so holy, that they could, that everything they eat are karbonis. That's what it's remez on Tzafon in Darim, where the karbonis were. And that's a big chiddush. When we talk about the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, to eat basar of Karban Pesach is a very holy thing. This all comes from our special kayach. And the truth is, not to downplay even the potential of the Umas HaOlam. It says in Pirkei Avos, Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem, that anyone, non-Jew, who keeps the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, it's the most beloved thing in the Bria, and they have a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through that Tzelem Elikim. And the Altaf and Slabatka Zechreina Lavracha talked about it for 40 years on this subject of Tzelem Elikim. And it has a very deep concept for people to know. It was one of the biggest emphasis that he had in mind, not just for humanity as a whole, but Yid, before even recognizing that he's an Am HaNivchar, he needs to recognize the significance of the fact that he's a Tzelem Elikim. To get to the idea of Pesach, you have to first have the concept of Rosh Hashanah, of the Briyas HaOdam, of what a Tzelem Elikim is, any Tzelem Elikim, and then you get to the Madrega of realizing what an Am HaNivchar is and what the Kedushas Yisrael is. It's like a ladder, one going to the other. And if Adam is such a chosh of a concept, and we see here that it says in the Mishnah, in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Zayin, Lefikach Nivra Adam Yechidi, that a person's created as a yochid, lefikach kol echad vechad chayev loyme b'shvili nivra ha'olam, which means that one of the reasons why HaKadosh Baruch created the Adam Yechidi alone, so he should have that havana b'shvili nivra ha'olam. So even though now we have billions and billions of people, by recognizing we all came from Adam Arishan, one man, we understand that Adam, any man, that comes from Adam HaRishon, even if there's billions of us in the world, but every single one of us is so chashuv that the whole existence is ready to happen because of that one person. And then, Chaviv and Yisechib Yisera Noidas Loisha Nivra B'Tzelem. Tzelem means, the image of God really means the revelation of God in this world. That is the concept of it, that that God gave you this inner ability in your soul and in your body to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then once you get to that Madrega, then you go to the next level, which is really the Avodah of Pesach, B'nei B'chayri Yisrael, which is Miyuchid. Like we know, Rosh Hashanah is for the whole world, but Rosh Chodesh of Nissen, the Rosh HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, is only for Klal Yisrael. That's the next step. That Chaviv in Yisrael, Shenitin Lehem Kli Chemda, that the Kli Chemda, meaning the Torah, was given to them. And then Chaviva Yisera Nedas Lehem, Shenitin Lehem Kli Chemda, Shabai Nivra Olam. That's part of it. The Chiva Yisera, that Hashem gave us the Torah. So every person is Chavah because of the Tzelam Elikim. And then you have an extra additional Chashivas of the Kli Chemda, the Torah given to us, that we have a Nishmas Yisrael, the higher Chashivas of Am Yisrael. And that's what Moshe told Pare, B'ni B'chayri Yisrael. And I want to be Ma'ir also, right in the beginning of Pesach, starting the second night of Pesach, starts Sfiras HaOmer. So Sfiras HaOmer is a connection, it's the bridge between Pesach and Shavuos. Those 49 days that start right away, right after the first day Pesach, starts the 49 days in preparation to Matan Torah. That is a chelik of the Avodah of Pesach. Like the Ratzidik Satzadik says all the way in the beginning, that Hashem put a tremendous ha'ora, that we jump Madregas, we go higher and higher and higher because of this revelation that we received by Yetzias Mitzrayim and Leil Shimurim. We got to great heights. Then Hashem says, okay, I gave you this ha'ara, I gave this beautiful light. Now I want you to develop it slowly, step by step by step, getting closer and closer to Matan Torah. And to prepare all the midos to refine. Now we have the koyach, we get the ha'ara, we get the light of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we get that light, Mr. Hashem, in the seventh day Pesach, of the Kriyas Yamsuf. And it's coming back to us again. And these are all powers and abilities to get to us to the point, to get to Matan Torah and to work on ourselves to get to that point. It is a bridge. It is one big yontif. There's a stretch of 49 days there, but Atzeres, Shavuos, is really the culmination of Pesach. So we really need to understand that, to realize that the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim, like Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, that when you get out of Mitzrayim, you will serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this mountain. Hashem was telling us that the whole Siba of Yetzias Mitzrayim is to be Makabel Oil Malchus Shamayim, and to be Makabel the Oil HaTorah and the Oil HaMitzvus, and that's why I am taking you out of Mitzrayim. So right away with all the Ha'aris and all the light and all the beautiful Cheiris that we experience on Pesach, is to get us to the true Ben Chayrin of being devoted to Torah. And this is an opportunity on Pesach to start preparing for that connection, to recognize where Amam Echad, beyond all the other Umas Olam, from the very fact that we keep Torah and do mitzvahs and maisim tovim. And that is our treasure that Hashem put in us to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And may you all be zeicha to have a wonderful Chag Kosher v'Sameach, a beautiful, beautiful Yontif, and we should actually experience the Ezes Hashem, the full power of Atzelem Elikim, the full power of Anishmas Yisrael, the full power of the Guf Yisrael, of Atta v'Chartonu Mikol Amim, to be joyous about that fact, and to realize that we have endless potential. And then the Sfiras HaOmer, which starts now, is the idea, is what Hashem is telling us by Sfiras HaOmer is, I gave you so much Eitzreis, I gave you so much potential, now I want you to use it and bring it out to its glory. Bracha and Hatzlacha.